Hello, friends. This is a different type of program. I'm calling this Meditations on Identification. I have just finished working on the Egoic Lotus webinar commentaries, the Egoic Lotus video book, so to speak. And it struck me that since there's so much energy in Leo, or maybe the Leo energy struck me, that we should meditate on the themes related to I am that and that am I, or I am that I am. Now this is a very subtle thing. And it's quite experimental. And, you know, I sort of have to be in the right mood. Can you use a word like mood? To dare to undertake it. But let's try something. I don't know how long this meditation will last, maybe very short or maybe a little longer. I'm not going to try to confine myself to, you know, like a 1-hour program, something of that nature. This is the beginning of a series, and I'd like to lead us in something that may have some value in inducing a state of awareness which we call identification. Experiment. So, first of all, let's all come together in the state of soul. Let's reach out to each other and feel our connectedness. Now, the idea is that despite how things seem, they are essentially identical. It's ancient. This thought is ancient and yet radical, going to the root, and seems to have nothing to do with practical life, which involves managing the multiplicity with which we are confronted in consciousness. We feel the connection with each other. That connection is in consciousness and in the state of spirit. Now, I'm going to ask you to focus on your heart center. As if it is an organ which has special abilities in this process of identification. Now, let's begin with an object in our imagination. Let us select any object. For instance, a cup, you know, for coffee or for tea, a cup. And we see, excuse me, we see that cup in our mind's eye, or we can look at it if it's in front of us. We note its form, its color. And I'm going to ask you to reach out to that cup in heart. Reach out to the cup from your heart's center. And see the cup turn transparent. Now it's like glass. It has no color. And soon it will have no form. It will simply be reduced to an energy. Reach out, heart, and transparentize. And identicalize. I'm making a verb of it. Realize your identicality with the energy which the cup has become. There may be a slight feeling of registration when the identicality is realized. Substitute any other, let's do it again, substitute any other object of your choice. Render it transparent in the mind's eye and see its form disappear, becoming something, a substratum, an isness. And identicalize that isness. Register it in the heart. When identicalization occurs, see if you can feel it in the heart. Now, just cast your eyes around you, sort of a waking meditation, and transparentize something. And reduce it to the substance and put your heart on rapport with that substance and identicalize the thing that you have rendered transparent and reduced to substance, the substance. Reach out, heart, and transparentize and identicalize. Anything and everything. As you walk through life, transparentize all contents of consciousness which means all perceptions, whether of things apparently animate or apparently inanimate, all is animate. And develop the capacity to identicalize all contents of consciousness. Now, even more importantly, let's pick a person with whom you seek to identify. Let the person be at first someone familiar to you. And see the person in your mind's eye. Render that image transparent, like perfectly transparent glass, and quickly reduce it to substance, to isness. And incorporate it in your heart. Reach out, heart, and transparentize and identical eyes. Try another. Detect the infinite being who is the source of the image you see. And identify with the source. Reach out, heart. And transparentize. And identicalize. And another. Until you know you are the very source of the individual who is held in your mind's eye. And another. The individual disappears and only isness, beingness, substance, sameness with which you and all things are identical remains. Now select someone you don't like, or maybe someone in history to whom you have an aversion, because it's not what you are, it's that you are. So choose some figure that by whom you are repelled. Transparentize the figure. Substantialize the figure. Reach out, heart. Transparentize and identicalize. And another. It can be done swiftly. Reduce the transparent figure to substantiality and merge with the substance, identicalizing that substance with that substance you are, which is the same. Place the earth before your eyes. Transparentize it. Substantialize it. Reach out, heart, transparentize and identicalize. Or the sun. And feel the registration in your heart when identicalization has occurred. Or a galaxy. The substance, the substance is the same. The obtrusive isness the source in beingness is the same. Whatever content of consciousness may be yours, whether minute or vast, practice. Practice. Reach out, heart, and transparentize and substantialize and identicalize. So that you walk through life, register impressions as if they are all of one substance with which you are identical. It makes no difference whether you like or dislike what you register. Every content of consciousness, every object in consciousness is fair game for the practice of identicalization. It is not what you are, it is that you are at all. It is your being, your isness, your sameness, your identicality, which is of ultimate moment. This does not release us from the necessity of dealing with illusory multiplicity, to have to do that forever, as it has been forever. But this ground of all being, this all-pervading isness, obtrusive, obtuberant, overpowering, is the very substance of life, and substance is the absolute deity. There is nothing, no thing, which can escape this willful act of identicalization, this registration of the fact of sameness in substance. Practice then. And use the heart, because there is somehow the organ, which is like an extension of the monad, the organ through which identicalization or identicality can be registered. Many can say it's all one, but it has to be known, and it has to be practiced. Maybe the realization will come upon us suddenly, intuitively, with no preparation, but maybe we can will our way into the realization of identicality. Just make sure the heart is active, and no matter what the form, sense this identical, substantial source pervade it, and actually be that form, melt the form, dissolve the form into its substance. Practice it. The most inconsequential of things and of circumstances, the all-pervading substance is ever present and is the very thing you think you see or register. No matter where you are, under what circumstances, you can reduce all registrations to the substance which they are, and render them identical to that which you are. I call it identicalizing them. And register the achieved identicalization in your heart. So that all things become the same thing, the only one thing of the divine Pymander, a worthy practice as one attempts to be, which one cannot help but being, but which we, in our benighted, immersed state, sometimes forget. most often forget. Let nothing escape your will to identicalize. Nothing. Loved or hated, that to which we're attracted or that by which we are repelled, ugly, beautiful, useful, useless, all the pairs of opposites make no difference at all. It's all of one substance. But I have found at least that we have to practice to assure the continuity of realized identicality. CORI, C-O-R-I, continuity of realized identicality. And there is power and joy in the realization of identicality. The whole is seen as one. The whole is being as one. So let us be together. It means something quite deep. Let us go through life identicalizing all contents of consciousness. Of course, dealing with them practically and as one must under the divine purpose which rules the great illusion. We never escape the necessity of dealing with multiplicity and in the right way according to the divine pattern, the divine archetype which must be manifested in the world of illusion. But we can convert all contents of consciousness into substance and realize our identicality with it. Then all form disappears. It's rule number 9, if I can remember it. Let the group know there are no other selves. Let the group know there is no color, only light, and then let darkness take the place of light. Hiding all difference, blotting out all form, hiding all difference, blotting out all form. Then the place of darkness, and at that point of great tension, the one initiator can appear. whose stars shone forth when first the door was passed. The power and joy of living forever in and as substance, living forever in and as identicality. So friends, in this series, you know, I've been struggling all day with thoughts of this nature, and I took a 10-minute nap and I woke up and said, I have to make a program. I struggled a little bit with the size of the image and the freezing of the image in ungainly poses and so forth, but then what is an image if it is identicalized? So I'm happy to be reaching you with these thoughts, which I practice daily, and suggest that you do likewise in your own way. Identicalize your contents of consciousness and use the heart as the medium of realization for identicalization. It's one universe with multiple apparent divisions or dimensions, and it's all one substance, and we want to, well, we are that one it is. We want to consciously be that one it is. The obtrusive isness, toy, 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 the obtrusive isness. Rajatoy. Pachitoy, power and joy in the one identicality. Forever the same. And forever, could we but realize it, absolutely infinite. To which nothing can be added or subtracted forever, containing within itself all possibility, good, bad, indifferent, beyond good and evil, the eternal fount of all possibility. Living as identical with the one identicality, the one substance. And yet living productive and useful lives in the ever-recurrent great illusion. There's a balance there. The many energies, the many forms, but one substance, identical everywhere. Well, there is no everywhere, but identical every time, but there is no every time. Simply identical now, forever. identical together in the one identicality. Forever identical, universes come and go, they are but one substance. We are that substance. Ever identical with itself. Reach out. O heart, and transparentize, substantialize, and identicalize. Friends, I will return with these meditations on identification. There are just so many angles one can take. But what is important is the registration of the, what is it? The click of realized identicality. It is the presence of the presence. Registration of the presence, the continuity of the presence, ever identical with itself, ever the same as we are, and we the same as it. The all-obtrusive sameness, the forever identical substance than which there is no other. So, you know, this is experimented. Please excuse me for strange appearances now and then. If the screen freezes and it's a face you wouldn't want to look at, I apologize. I'll try to do better, and I will try to continue these meditations on identification. Something's been prompting me. I spend so much time dealing with details, their correlation. So Mercurian. You know, this relates to that, relates to this, relates to that, till it truly becomes the ray of ridiculous entirety. Second ray. The whole is seen as one, but all the details can just confound the mind. But there's Neptune also. And Neptune dissolves all apparent difference and renders all into the perceived identicality which it is. So maybe we'll get better and better at this. Some live in this all the time. I'm just a beginner. I'm just reclaiming what the monad knows. Trying to. But in how many universes have I not been a beginner, nor you, nor anyone? In how many universes have we solved the problem of diversity completely? Only to re-emerge into self-extension and loss of identicality while never losing it on the higher planes, only to retrace our steps through emanative retraction until we again are in consciousness the identicality. But it, you know, down in our level of, I call it prakritic immersion, we do have to practice. We have to act little acts We have to act so that we may be, well, so that we may realize we are. Can't help but be. Can't help but be. But to realize that one is, now that's another matter. Reach out, O heart, and transparent eyes. Substantialize and identicalize. Okay, friends, I don't know how long this little adventure has lasted, with the occasional blackouts and changes of screen and other things, but maybe you had your eyes closed all the time, so that wouldn't be bad. And I'll come back to you, and we will work on these things. When I get what I consider to be a good idea, and maybe a code formula which gives yet another perspective on identification, I'll present you with it and work it with you. Always trying to go deeper and deeper into realized substantiality, realized identicality. And we'll see where in this particular universe it takes us, and into what state of realization that may be intermittent or may be sustained we can arrive. And all this while doing what we must do and promoting the ageless wisdom as we must, and realizing the technicalities of the ageless wisdom and practicing them and becoming skilled and adept at expressing them, doing all that, and at the same time being identical with each other and identical with everything. From one point of view, we don't have to evolve at all. Can't, even. From another point of view, we have intermittent evolution forever. Cyclic. The opportunity, the cyclically presented opportunity for evolution of the part into the whole from which it came. So we'll do both. We'll practice the disciplines of love intelligently applied, and we'll practice the disciplines of being, which forever changes not. And we'll try to somehow grasp the great contradictions which this line of thought seems to present. Okay, well, I just can't seem to quit, and when I start to explain things, I lapse into some quasi-meditation, and so that's enough for right now, and I'll try to come back to you with something interesting that will open a door for you, open a door for me, into the oneness or the zeroness which has ever been, into the no thing. Well, lest I lapse again, I'll say farewell, and we'll see you before long. Bye-bye.